Welcome to our TH Radio Christmas special. Today's programme is presented by Robbie,
Isaac,
Jack,
Lily,
Grace,
Chloe,
Isla,
and Wilson.
We'll be finding out what Hinleaf and Tiverton children want from Santa.
Our friends at Furnell House will tell us about what Christmas was like in the old days.
And we'll have a festive mystery sound for you to guess.
This is one of the songs we sang in Cluster Carols. It was a great way to start Christmas. We've been very busy thinking about the Christmas story and making decorations. In Radio Club, we asked each other what we liked most about Christmas.
Giving presents and getting presents.
Spending time with my family.
I like it because we get to celebrate Jesus' birth.
I like the Christmas puddings.
I like the Christmas trees and the decorations.
I like Christmas because you get lots of presents
and you get to eat turkey.
Every family has its own special way of celebrating Christmas. We asked Mr. Gromsky what he did when he was our age.
What was your favourite tradition and why did you like it?
Well, I'd have to say that, and it's still true today, we always have a real Christmas tree, and choosing and decorating the Christmas tree was a big part of Christmas, and it's still a big part of Christmas with my family now. And we like the smell of the new Christmas trees, and quite often we might do some baking and hang some gingerbread on the tree. And then nowadays my children sneakily eat all the gingerbread, which is exactly what I used to do as well. So having a real tree is a big tradition in my family.
What different tradition did you do when you were a child?
I think one big difference is we quite often made most of our decorations. So we'd make paper chains that we put them up in the front room, and we'd make Christmas doves, and we'd use lots of glitter, and we'd do cutting and sticking. So yeah, we made lots of decorations.
What was your favourite toy when you were a kid?
I always loved Lego, and I always had a big Lego set at Christmas. I also liked my Nintendo, and I remember sneaking downstairs one Christmas morning with my sister, and we secretly opened it and had a go, and then wrapped it back up and snuck back up to bed, and my parents never found out.
Mr. Gromsky, what a confession. Of course, no one listening to our programme would ever do that. We'll wait for our presents to be given to us. In the playground, we asked some of our friends what they were hoping to get.
What do you want for Christmas and why?
I want an iPad. Because laptops are too big, phones are too small, but iPads are the just right size.
I want like a game where my family can play with me.
What do you want for Christmas and why?
Blue the dolphin, because it's an animal toy and I like animals.
I want an Aston Villa kit because I like football.
I want a dog because I really love animals.
I would actually like to see Santa because, like, no one's ever done it, but if I do, I'll become famous.
A robo dog because they roll over and they do tricks.
TH Radio,
ho ho!
TH Radio,
ho ho!
A few weeks ago, we visited our friends at Furnell House and we asked them all about Christmas when they were growing up. We talked to Mary and Jack, Gay and Joy.
What was your favourite present?
We didn't really have presents. We had a big stocking filled with oranges and nuts and any little things you could fill it with. And that was our present. We didn't have presents as such.
We generally had a sugar pig, only a small one, and probably an apple and an orange, and that was our Christmas present. We couldn't afford any more.
Did you have turkey when it was Christmas time?
Not turkey. We wouldn't have been able to afford that, but you had a big chicken.
Occasionally we'd have duck
and it was always stuffed with lovely stuffing. And then we'd have those lovely vegetables, my favourite being sprouts.
Did you have a Christmas tree?
I think we did, but it wouldn't be decorated like it is now.
My parents always made the effort to make a tree, and my husband Robert has been collecting little things to put on the tree for years, and the little toy soldiers and all sorts of things, not just silly old baubles.
Talking about Christmas made us think of carols. Gay, Bob and Jack went carol singing when they were young. Gay got us all singing one of our favourites.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Oh, well done, guys. Well, yes, that's so lovely with little children, isn't it?
Merry Christmas
from TH Radio.
Are you ready to guess the mystery sound?
Now it's time for our mystery sound. We've got a Christmassy one for you. Have a listen to this and see if you can guess what it is.
If you know what it is, then put your hand up. That's it for our Christmas programme.
Have a great holiday, Merry Christmas, and goodbye.
Bye!